Remarks of the President, Hamburg, Iowa, 8 October 1952.
Which has been extended to me this morning, being permitted to present to you the man that needs no introduction, the President of this United States, the Honorable Harry S. Truman. President Truman.
Well, I'm happy to be in Hamburg this morning. Back in 1948, I went up and down the state of Iowa telling the people the truth about the terrible record of that 80th Congress. In fact, the Republicans are still twisting and squirming as they try to answer the speech which I made at Dexter on that plowing contest day. I just overlooked one important thing in 1948. I didn't come here to Fremont County. I really wish I had, because they tell me that I lost the county by only 60 votes. I'm sure the story in Fremont County is going to be different in 1952. But you're going to have to get out and work just as hard for the Democratic Party as the Democratic Party has worked for you. That's the way to get majorities. I know, because I've had a little experience in majorities. Now, you've got a good man running for Congress here in this district, and he gave me a prescription, which I think is an excellent one for everybody. It says, for John Q. Public. Now, that's on a regular drugstore prescription blank. Address, the 7th Iowa Congressional District. New Congressman Thomas J. Keller. Dose, one vote. Directions, register before October the 22nd, 1952, and vote on Tuesday, November the 4th, 1952. The doctor is John Doe, the voter. Now, that's up to you. That's a pretty good thing. And I'm very sure that you'll elect a governor that you can trust in Mr. Lovelace. Yeah, he looks to me like he's going to make a good governor of Iowa, and I think he's going to be elected. Now, the most important office in the world is the presidency of the United States. Nobody knows that better than I do. We need a man who has integrity, respect for truth, and the wisdom and experience to carry us through these critical times. The Democratic Party is offering you that kind of a man, and I hope you'll vote for him. The man is Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. For Vice President, the Democratic Party has a real fighter for the common people, Senator John Sparkman. You couldn't vote for a better man. I'm going out to the fair at Shenandoah this morning, and I'm going to read him a letter which recently came to the White House. That letter is so good, I thought maybe the folks here in Hamburg would like to hear it. I've known this fellow for 40 years. It says, Dear Truman. I didn't say, Dear Mr. President. He said, Dear Truman, because he knows me. I'm wondering when you might be on your way with some of the whistle-stop talks to the voters of the western part of this country. This is dated September the 4th. When you do, I have some suggestions to shoot at the Republicans. They talk about deep freeze and mink coats, but they never mention teapot dome, 30-cent wheat, 10-cent corn, 10-cent oats, 3-cent hogs, 3-cent cattle, and 5-cent cotton, and the bank failures. Here's an instance where a man I knew well shipped an old cow to St. Louis market worth now about $150 to $200, but when she got to the market under Hoover, she had to send an SOS to her owner to send her 70 cents, as she lacked that much of her pay on her way to town. Well, the farmer didn't have the 70 cents. Here's the best part of it. The farmer didn't have the 70 cents, nor did any of his neighbors. So he rushed to the bank to try to get a loan of that much, but the bank failed before he got there. So that poor old cow left the world owing 70 cents, and to this day it's never been paid. I was selling courthouse supplies and legal blanks at that period, and every billboard in the courthouse was plastered with farm mortgage sales. I had a tremendous business in that line, but the printing presses had a hard time filling such orders. Today, you never see a farm sale under a mortgage. If so, there are a dozen buyers with money to buy it. Now, do the farmers want to change back to those times? What about Social Security? Do those who are getting Social Security remember the speech Mr. Eisenhower made while president of Columbia University, in which he stated the following, and I state him verbatim, if all that Americans want is Social Security, why don't they go to prison, where they'll have a roof over their heads and food to eat and bed to sleep in? Now, that's the fact as printed in the Globe Democrat of St. Louis, a vicious partisan sheet. Now, I've been asking these people if they'd rather go to jail than have Social Security. I don't believe they would. Never before the farmers getting more for their products. Almost everybody has money on deposit in the bank and safely deposited. If I remember correctly, Mr. Eisenhower announced that he was doing nothing to obtain his nomination, but he did return to the States, shed his uniform, and waited on the most vicious campaigns for the nomination, calling the Taft supporters in Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi robbers and thieves. If there were robbers and thieves then, why aren't they now? If not then, did not Eisenhower conduct a dirty campaign? I don't think we ought to vote for a general for president. Now, that's an old farmer down here in the center of Missouri that, as I say, I've known him for 30 years. Now, after hearing that letter, I don't think you can do anything else but vote the Democratic ticket. You'll never get into the shape that fella and the country did, that fella and the country did in under Hoover. Remember this, the people of the government, you get the kind of a government you vote for. And I hope that in your own best interests, you'll go to the polls on November the 4th and vote for yourselves, vote for your best interests, vote for the welfare of this country. And if you do that, you can't do anything but vote the Democratic ticket.